Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits for Thursday, May 23rd edition. Got a six-game slate for you that starts at 12:10 Eastern, so by the time you listen to this, it'll be starting real soon. So this won't be out for long today, but it'll be ready to get you rocking and rolling on your action. So I won't waste most of your time. Go to thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you what you need there for the content, the tools, and the member Discord chat. FantasySportsDGens.com has a bunch of great stuff for you, especially in the Slack chat, FantasyDGens Slack chat. All sports out there. We've got some great NASCAR stuff, soccer stuff, basketball, baseball, of course, PGA, MMA, a little bit of everything going on over there at Fantasy Degens, FantasySportsDegens.com. All right, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much, much appreciate it. Let's talk about the totals on this six-gamer. Nats at the Mets, 7.5. Rockies at Pirates, 8.5. Yankees at Orioles, 9. Red Sox, Blue Jays waiting on that one because the Blue Jays are using the opener for none other than Clayton Richard, come on down. Marlins, Tigers, 8.5. Phillies, Cubs waiting on that one because the wind in Wrigley. And then Giants, Braves at the Giants, but that is not even on this slate. So six games. Nats, Mets, Rockies, Pirates, Yankees, Orioles, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Marlins, Tigers, Phillies, Cubs. Lots to like here. When you're looking at weather, very slight chances of rain. Knock on wood, we don't get screwed over like we did in Anaheim last night between the Twins and the Angels because a ballpark can't drain. This is 2019, folks. Shit like this still happens. It's amazing. Tilted our faces off last night because we had some really good lineups. And then that game got canceled. So that's the way it goes. It's baseball. We move on. But wind blowing out to left field in New York between the Nats and the Mets at about 11 miles an hour. In Pittsburgh between the Rockies and the Pirates, about 13 miles an hour. In Detroit between the Marlins and the Tigers, about 18 miles an hour. And then blowing out to right in Wrigley between the Phillies and the Cubs at 14 miles an hour. All right, pitching on this slate, you got Steven Strasburg at $11,100. He's been absolutely outstanding this season. 24.5 points at home, 23.3 points on the road. He's faced the Mets twice this year, 4 earned and 12 and 2 thirds, including 17 strikeouts, 25.4 DraftKings points per start. And he's had 24 more DraftKings points in 5 of his last 6 outings. He's been electric. Facing a Mets team that's just depleted, no Conforto really hurts them a lot. 23.5% K rate versus righties. When you look at the Mets, team total of 3.5. Lefties 247. Righties 229. If you can pay up to the top, Steven Strasburg is elite on today's slate. Really, really like him. We get to Mike Tucker's sheets later on over at Fantasy Degens, FantasySportsDegens.com. Strasburg, by far and away, is the top option on the sheets today. All right, next up, though, Matt Boyd at 10-3. If you want to save some cash and pivot in a great spot, you got Boyd. Yes, the wind's blowing out hard to right, so keep that in mind. But Boyd's been outstanding this year, averaging about 20 points at home, 24 points on the road. Gets a Miami Marlins team that you can definitely attack. They strike out almost 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. The only thing is Boyd gives up a lot of fly balls. So keep that in mind with that wind blowing out. But it is the Fish with a 3.75 team total. They have a 265 WOBA and a .098 ISO versus left-handed pitching. It's dreadful. Daniel Norris shut them down last night. So when people say the Fish went off, no, they went off against the terrible Tigers bullpen, which you can plan for. That's a part of playing DFS. Not knocking that at all. But targeting Matt Boyd is not the answer here. It might not work. Boyd might struggle. But Boyd's been very good, and the Marlins are horrific versus left-handed pitching. So keep that in mind. So up top for me, it's Strasburg. It's Boyd, if you so choose. If you want to drop down a little bit, get a little more GPPE, you got Masahiro Tanaka in Baltimore against the Orioles at $9,300. When it comes to Tanaka, he's been much better at home than on the road, but he's faced Baltimore once this year, 5 2/3, one earned, five Ks for 21.2 points. Coming off back-to-back great starts against Tampa Bay, scuffled a bit against Seattle, Arizona, and the Angels, but then great again prior to that. But it's always up and down with Daisuke, because Daisuke could give up the, Masahiro Tanaka. Wow. Whew, that was a good one. Masahiro, because he can give up the fly ball quite a bit, but it's weird. He doesn't give up the fly ball quite a bit. It's more just when it gets in the air, it goes a long ways, because he has a 47% ground ball rate, almost a 25% K rate. It just gets interesting when it happens. But Baltimore, 3.85 team total, lefties 299, righties 295 versus Tanaka, and they have a 301 woba and a 168 ISO. So he could give it up from time to time, but the strikeout upside's there with Masahiro at $9,300 if you don't want to go all the way to the top. Masahiro probably more of a GPP play just because Baltimore's bats, they've been alive, especially in that ballpark. They can make a little bit of noise against Tanaka, but it is a good pivot because the upside is tremendous with him against the Orioles. He got 20-plus point upside in that matchup at a much different price range. Jordan Lyles, $8,500 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Yeah, the wind's blowing out to the left in this one. Lyles has been outstanding, 1.97 ERA, 1.05 whip. Somehow better DraftKings-wise on the road, 26.8 points compared to 14.2 at home. But it's all because of the strikeouts. He has a 1.99 ERA at home, 1.96 on the road. But 33 Ks on the road compared to 14 at home. Nothing you can do about that. His last couple of home starts were against Oakland. Struck out 3 times in 6 2/3. He had Arizona. The Giants, he just demolished. Well, he gets a Colorado Rockies team. Hopefully you get the road Rockies. But they've been swinging it well on the road this go-around. So something to keep in mind there. But they still do strike out over 24% of the time. Lyles, 24% K rate, 45% ground ball rate. And you got a Rockies team with a team total about 3.95. Lefties, 291. Righties, 299 versus Jordan Lyles. So you can take a look at Jordan Lyles at $8,500 as a cheaper pivot, lower owned option as well. Lastly, I'll mention John Lester at $8,300. The wind's blowing out to right in Wrigley. You got Lester. He's just been sneaky good at 2.09 ERA, but very good at home, averaging 18 points per game at home. Has not faced Philly yet this season. Coming off a beatdown at Washington, but his previous home starts against Milwaukee and the Marlins, 25, 20.7. He had 17 against the Dodgers, 10 against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh always has his number. I've talked about that for years on this show. But Lester's been getting it done at $8,300. I don't mind Philly. I stacked him yesterday against Hamels, like we talked about, and he did quite well. So when you look at John Lester against the Phillies team, that strikes out 23% of the time versus lefties, but a lot of guys that are pretty good versus lefties as well. So keep that in mind. Lefties are hitting 414, righties 325 off Lester. So it's a kind of a GPP play at $8,300 if you need to save cash, because there are bats for days on this slate, because there's some big team totals to attack, some bad pitching to attack. You're going to have to find value, and that's why Lyles and Lester could come into play for you. So in this 8 and 9K range, I got Tanaka 1, Lyles 2, Lester 3. The only punt for me at this point in time would be Trevor Richards at $7,500 at the Detroit Tigers. Richards, very up and down type guy, not overwhelming when it comes to the strikeouts. He's a little less than a K per inning type guy, but he's got, you know, 15-plus point upside against the Detroit Tigers team that you can take advantage of. We used Jose Urania yesterday. Got us almost 19 DraftKings points for $6,200. That's why I mention Urania a lot, because when he's good, he's good. And Detroit Tigers gave him more Ks. Pretty much listen back to yesterday's show, and he did everything we talked about, which is nice when it works out that way. But when you look at Trevor Richards here, Detroit striking out over 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Richards, 23% K rate. Just gives up a lot of fly balls. So you got to be careful with that one in a day game in Detroit. But it is a Tigers team with a 4.75 team total, which is high for Detroit. Lefties 334, righties 326. But when you really look at Detroit, 274 ISO, or 274 WOBA, 138 ISO versus right-handed pitching is not good. Not good at all. So at $7,500, I'll take my chances with Trevor Richards as a punt. So recapping your pitching, Strasburg up top, Boyd number two. In the middle, Tanaka, Lyles, Lester. Down below, you got Trevor Richards. All right, let's look at the bats. Gary Sanchez just keeps crushing baseballs. Again, goes deep yesterday. 19, 22, 13, 15 in his last four. He's homered in three straight games. Oh, yeah, all in Baltimore. Surprise, surprise. So Sanchez at 56, very much a play if you can get there. If you need to go a little cheaper, Christian Vasquez at $4,400 versus Clayton Richard. Not a bad option there as well. Like I say, with day game after night game, day slates like this, it's all about what lineups come out, because you're getting a lot of value. because you're going to get a lot of backup catchers out there. So other than that, I can't give you a ton when it comes to catchers. Danny Jansen would be a good punt at $2,900 as Boston's thrown out. Ryan Weber, which you can take advantage of. So Toronto's kind of a sneakier play on this slate. When you look at Toronto, lefties 423, righties 293 in some small samples this season with Weber. He's given has over a 5 ERA in AAA this season. So Danny Jansen at 29 could be a punt if you need to. First base, you got Josh Bell, who hit another one into the Allegheny yesterday. The dude's just a monster. He's going up against Antonio Sensatella, who you can tack with left-handed bats pretty well. Pittsburgh, a 4.55 team total. Lefties, 353. Righties, 353 off Sensatella. So Josh Bell at 58, very, very much in play if you're paying up on this slate. If you slide on down, Luke Voit's a GPP play, but the GPP play I like for 200 less. And now that the wind's blowing out, it looks even sexier. Is A to the Rizzo, Anthony Rizzo, who hit one over the scoreboard in right field, right center field yesterday in Wrigley. And the wind was blowing out to the left yesterday. Just keep that in mind. And he hit this one to right, is what I'm telling you. So he had 22 points, 9, 13, 16 in his last four. He's crushing baseballs. He's really heating up after a slow start. And it's Aaron Nola, so that's what makes the GPP relevant. But Nola, you know, coming off a great start in his last time out, has really struggled this year. And lefties are hitting 341, righties 329 off Nola. Nola could turn, maybe he flipped the switch on that last start and we start seeing Cy Nola. But if you want low-owned upside bats, the Cubs are going to be them today. And Anthony Rizzo at 49 I like quite a bit. The Nationals are one of the stacks I like a ton. Howie Kendrick at $4,800. You know, lefties 334, righties 330 off Mats. Mats is broken. Howie Kendrick has been crushing lefties. Don't mind him at all at 48. Someone you can go to there. Reese Hoskins in the GPP at 45 versus Lester. Don't hate it, especially on a slate like this. Rowdy Tellez will be really popular as he went deep again yesterday. He's 4K in a great spot versus Weber. I don't care if you want to use him. Back-to-back monster games. Homer last night, double dong the night before. He's 4K, but his teammate Justin Smoke at 39 has been preaching it from the rooftops for a while. He did go deep yesterday. Hopefully things are heating up for Smoke at 3,900. Daniel Murphy, if he plays, is interesting. I'm wondering day game after night game, I'd imagine they'd rest him. But he homered yesterday for 21 DraftKings points. He's just been kind of a mess right now, so keep that in mind. Other than that, you'll find a few plays here. And they're like Nico Goodrum at 37 is a value versus Richards, first base outfield eligible. If you choose to go there, like a Neil Walker at 35 if you're trying to fade Boyd. And then Chris Davis at 32 if you're trying to play the home run game versus Tanaka. He's a punt as well. Second base, Gleyber Torres does it again. Another double dong night against the Baltimore Orioles. It's crazy. Against the O's this year, in 11 games, he has 10 home runs. He is hitting 465. He's averaging 18.5 DraftKings points per game in his 11 games versus the Orioles. He gets Dylan Bundy today at 54, so that's a great spot. He's second base, shortstop eligible. Michael Chavis went deep again yesterday. He's $5,400. He's second base, third base. He's averaging over 10.7 in his last 10, 16-2, 19-17 in his last four. Again, getting Clayton Richard a lot to like there. Chavis at 5,400. DJ LeMahieu went deep yesterday. I preach he's a cash game play pretty much every day. Second base, third base eligible. Averaging 9.5 in his last 10. Over his last few, 24, 13, 10, and 21 over his last four. That is cash game worthy. Eric Sogard, 4,500. If he's leading off versus Weber, is in play. Johnny VR in a GPP. He's worth a look as well versus Tanaka. Brendan Rodgers, 4K versus Lyle. Second base shortstop is definitely a cheaper option for you if you choose to go there. And then there'll be many others when lineups come out, but one of the cheapies I like is Hansel Alberto for sure against Tanaka. I prefer Alberto versus lefties and righties, but ride the hot streak because he keeps hitting the ball well. But Brian Dozier at 3,600 against Steven Matz. Dozier has been really, really bad this year, but in all of that mess, and you know, the 203 average, the 658 OPS, which is horrible, he's still crushing left-handed pitching. I wrote him up for the batter breakdown as a GPP play for today. He's really, really hitting lefties well. So 3,600 for Dozier and a GPP. Don't care. Don't mind that at all. Third base, you got Anthony Rendon at 57. Great cash game play. Great tournament play in a national stack. Chavis at 54. Mentioned him already. Chris Bryant, we like lefties versus Nola, but lefties and righties have been hitting them. He's third base outfield eligible. If you're stacking the Cubs, I don't hate it at all. I kind of like the Schwarber-Rizzo stack. Get those two lefties and rock and roll. But you can mix in some Bryant, some Javi Baez and whatnot to get really weird if you so choose. Rafael Devers can hit lefties, so don't sleep on him. It's not as ideal, but 5K's in play. But Howie Kendrick at 48, DJ LeMahieu at 47, too, I like quite a bit. The Vladito, he went deep again yesterday. That gives him 5. Jimmy Jacks on the season, averaging 12.5 over his last 10 games. 17, 10, and 19 over his last 3. 17, 10, 19, 3, and 20 over his last 5. There's a lot to like there with Vladito at 4,400 against Ryan Weber, who's not very good. A few more to take a look at when you dig on down here at the third base position. Colin Moran's a cheapie versus Sensatella. Not the greatest one, but he's a cheapie. Same with Hanser Alberto. Doyle Lugo of the Detroit Tigers at 3,500 is a punt play as well if you so choose. Shortstop, Gleyber Torres, 54. Javi Baez, 52. Xander is in a great spot versus Trevor Richards at 5K. Like that quite a bit. Trey Turner at 48 is in a great spot against Steven Matz as well. Gene Segura has been crushing lefties this year. Got another hit last night. I can't remember what it was. I wrote it up yesterday as a GPP play. He's got a massive hit streak going. I can't even remember what it is now. It's like 12, 13 games or something. Really hitting the ball well, and no one's talking about him. So Segura at 47, nice low-owned piece today. Mentioned Eric Sogar, Johnny VR, both good looks. Freddie Galvis at 41 can be some savings for you. Brendan Rodgers at 4K, don't mind that at all. Otherwise, it's really tough at this position. You can try Sean Rodriguez versus a lefty at 36 if you so choose. Not really trying to go there, but hopefully some more things come out when lineups get released here pretty soon. Once I probably finish recording, there'll be lineups popping up here and there. Heading to the outfield, you got Charlie Blackmon at 55 against Lyles, GPP only. Same with Chris Bryant at 53. But Mookie Betts at 51 is a really, really good play against Clayton Richards. Betts went deep yesterday. Gregory Polanco versus Sensatella, I like that quite a bit as well. At 49, he'll go low-owned as people will pay up for Betts or some other guys. It's a GPP because he's very streaky, but it's a good spot versus Sensatella, and Pittsburgh will be overlooked. Trey Mancini is always GPP relevant. Juan Soto crushes lefty, so don't sleep on him in your net stack at 4,700. Clint Frazier, Brett Gardner, Aaron Hicks, all in play against Dylan Bundy at 45. Just kind of picks how your stacks work out, how you want to make that work. If you want GPP upside, it's Clint Frazier. If you want more cash games, it's Hicks and Gardner. Andrew Benintendi at 45 versus Clayton Richards is intriguing. Dwight Smith Jr. in a GPP with his power versus Tanaka intriguing as well. Victor Robles for Steven Matz, hopefully with a lefty on the mound. Robles goes up to second in the order. That would be outstanding. And if that's the case, $4,300 is great for Victor Robles. Andrew McCutchen, another guy I wrote up yesterday, the GPP play, a part of my Phillies stack. Big game last night, went deep, went 3-for-5, 24 points. He got 24-7, 12-12-0, 22, swinging a good stick of late. And gets Lester, a lefty, which McCutchen can take advantage of for $4,200. Randall Grichuk in a GPP at 41. Same with Nick Castellanos. Both plays in their matchups. Like Brian Reynolds at 4K versus Sensatella, I like quite a bit as a cheaper play. Steve Wilkerson, GPP only. Jason Hayward versus Nola, GPP only at 38. Farther down you look, though, Kyle Schwarber at 37 is a nice little GPP play. Same with Nico Goodrum at 37. A few other ones to take a look at. Austin Dean led off against Boyd yesterday. He's $3,600. There'll be a few more down here as I get to them. Just give me a second because you got to scroll for a little bit. But there are a couple down here that I remember seeing before. Brian Anderson, third base outfield for Miami. He went deep yesterday. He's $3,200. If you need a punt, he's there. Steve Pierce, first base outfield eligible at 31 versus Clayton Richard. He would be a punt. And then Jackie Bradley Jr. is heating up. DraftKings has not caught on. He's 11, 17, and 16 in his last three. He's 3K. He's someone to keep an eye on. He's lefty-lefty, though, so watch out. Garrett Cooper, the Marlins, first base outfield at 3K. So the Marlins will be cheap again, probably chalky again, but you can look at them if you're looking for value on this slate. Recapping your pitching, you got Strasburg and Boyd up top. In the middle, Tanaka, Lyles, Lester. Down below, Trevor, Richard. When you're looking to stack it up on this one, the Cubs are contrarian versus Nola, very contrarian. Boston is very, very popular, like them quite a bit. Philly can be contrarian as well, but it's pretty much Boston, the Yankees, and the Nats are the three I like the most. The Nats, I think, to be the lowest owned of the three, but those are the three I like a lot. And then, like I said, you can look at the Cubs, you can look at the Phillies, but the Pirates and the Blue Jays, I think, are two other contrarians, especially the Blue Jays against Ryan Weber is one you can take a look at for sure. So lots of ways to go on this slate. BVP, then we'll check out the sheets from FantasySportsDegens.com's Michael Tucker, and then we'll send you on your way here. BVP on this early slate, Anthony Rendon, 8 for 25, 3 home runs off Steven Matz. Trey Turner, 7 for 22, 2 doubles. Shocker. Victor Robles is taking him deep as well. Trevor Story, Arenado, Desmond, Vaughn, homer off Lyles. Trey Mancini, 6 for 17 with a double and a homer off of Tanaka. Kendrys Morales, 6 for 18, a double and two homers off Bundy. Voit, Hicks, Sanchez have all taken him deep. Surprise, surprise. J.D. Martinez, 5 for 11 on Clayton Richards. Hopefully J.D. plays. That's still up in the air. Anthony Rizzo, 2 for 6 with two homers off Nola. Addison Russell and Javi Baez have taken Nola deep. For the Phillies versus Lester, though, Realmuto, 3 for 8 with a double and a homer. Harper's gone deep. McCutcheon's taken him deep twice. Some interesting stuff there. All right, let's check out the sheets real quick, see where the value's at on these early slate. Steven Strasburg with the bullet is the pitcher of choice on the sheets. Now, the sheets aren't always 100%, but they point us in the right direction. And Mike Boyd's number two. When it comes to value, it goes Strasburg, Boyd. Bundy comes up as value just because how cheap he is, but buyer beware. Jordan Lyles, John Lester are your top pitching values on this slate. When you're talking DK points for hitters, projection-wise, it's the full day slate. But on the early slate, Gleyber Torres, Gary Sanchez, Chris Bryant, Brett Gardner, Anthony Rizzo would be your top five on the slate. And when you're looking at value on this one, give me a second to pull it up. Okay. Oh, there we go. Nope. Not working for me now. All right. Let's go this way then. Projected value on the slate. Brian Anderson. We mentioned him at 3,200 versus Miami. He is tremendous value. Hanser Alberto, not bad as well. Brett Gardner, Gleyber Torres, Andrew McCutcheon, Brian Reynolds. Those would be the kind of top value guys on this slate. If you're playing like a showdown with that Braves-Giants game, the Braves are very, very popular on this sheet. They're popping off the charts on this sheet. But that'll do it real quick and simple. Six-game early slate. Wanted to bang it out as quick as possible for you. Again, thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba gets you what you need over there. If not, come to fantasysportsdgens.com. Francisco just released his Serie A picks for the weekend. We'll have our new Around the Base with Bubba Mill, episode 110. Cancel Ian Kinsler is the title. Go check that out. Dropped last night. Bench with Bubba, episode 172 with Matty Modica. Really great stuff on that one. Fab discussion, Game of Thrones, lots of good stuff. So go check that out. And much, much more coming your way this weekend. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 23rd edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.